Are you going to kill me? Fimolo asked. Nay, Roland said, for your duties aren't done. You have another coming along behind. Fimolo looked up, a gleam of interest in his roomy old eyes.
Your son?
Mine, and your master's as well. Would you give him a word for me during your palaver?
If I'm alive to give it, sure.
Tell him that I am old and crafty, while he's but young. Tell him that if he lies back, he may live a while yet with his dreams of revenge. Although what I've done to him, requiring his vengeance, I know not. And tell him that if he comes forward, I'll kill him, as I intend to kill his red father.
Either you listen and don't hear, or hear and don't believe, Fimolo said.
Now that his own ruse had been exposed, nothing so glamorous as an Uffy, Susanna thought, just a retreaded ad-man from upstate New York, he seemed unutterably weary.
You cannot kill a creature that has killed itself, nor can you enter the Dark Tower, for there is only one entrance, and the balcony upon which Los is imprisoned commands it. And he's armed with a sufficiency of weapons. The Sneetches alone would seek you out and slay you before you'd crossed halfway through the Field of Roses.
That's our worry, Roland said, and Susanna thought he'd rarely spoken a truer word. She was worrying about it already. As for you, will you pass my message on to Mordred when you see him? Fimolo made a gesture of acquiescence. Roland shook his head. Don't just flap thy hand at me, Cully. Let me hear from your mouth.
I'll pass along your message, said Fimolo, then added, if I see him, and we palaver.